I only need words, no sound, no masculine grunt of ecstasy through gritted teeth, animalistic and primal in guttural simplicity, no, no moans of almost corporeal desperation, gentle whimpers that beseech and plead, a slow exhale that signals a slow and willing death. These words fail to please, then know that they do not belong to you. They belong to another who hears and understands the beauty in vivid description, who views herself as an item on the inventory of my heart. When I speak of how I hold you down in hands that claim and possess, gaze with eyes that pierce better than flesh, with a voice that fills and reaches deeper, touch that warms as thorough as any fire, how when we come together, and when we come together, your voice follows the footsteps of your tongue on its journey into my mouth, ending my speech but never silencing my voice. For just as I need only words, my passion needs only proximity, and my love needs only reciprocity. I need only words to inspire visions of we in daydreams of contact and friction, mindlessness and insanity woven together, forming intricate theatre that foretells lifetimes, reaches into the future of our story and plucks feathers and rose petals that become complex physical acts of fire and ice. The warmth of you pressing against me in wordless ownership, the cooling serenity of your within becoming as much a home as wall and roof might be. Just as I need no words, nor will she. For when I recline in love and observe with loving adoration the elongation of her form, the gentle curvature of her being, she will express comfort and resignation in joy. She will scream submission in the chains my fingers become. Cool breath will fall from her lips and carry the scent of the one I love. And in the aroma of her life I will hear word and rhyme and know that, despite the flaws I bear as scars, what I am is enough.